Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. These days when we talk local football, it seems there's nothing and everything to talk about all at the same time. As we wait for football to return, it seems anything can happen. The restart was delayed to August after rumours suggesting the 18th of July. Coach Rulani Mokoena rejoined Peter Mosimane's technical staff at Sundowns, and every football fan and analyst still wonders about Chiefs' title credentials and their coach Ernst Middendorp, who's been the subject of heavy criticism despite leading the league. We ask you all to comment on these topics via WhatsApp voice notes and our Facebook comment section, and you never disappoint. I am your host, Salu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
When Coach Rulani Mokoena's time at Chippa United came to an end, many wondered whether he would rejoin Orlando Pirates or find a new team. To everyone's surprise, he returned to Klerkdorp to rejoin Sundowns coach Peter Mosimane's technical staff. We asked you all if this is a good career move for the highly rated young mentor, and here's what you had to say.
Afternoon, Sokala Duma. It's Itumeleng here. To be quite honest about it, Rulani Mokoena, with his decision or whatever happened that led him to rejoin Mamelodi Sundowns, one cannot say it's a good career decision, but it will be very good in terms of developing him again, and maybe it will be a learning curve. Remember, he was there before, and he was part of Sundown success, and he succeeded as an assistant coach under Peter Mosimane. And then again, he was ambitious and decided to leave the club to follow his heart and to try to pursue his ambitions, and got a chance to be at Orlando Pirates hot seat as an interim coach. Chippa United, you know, I don't doubt his capabilities as a coach, and I don't doubt his personality. He's really good in what he's doing. But at Sundowns, we all know that he will just remain an assistant coach, of which, to me personally, I would have liked to see the young man maybe joining in the Glad Africa side or any PSL side that is interested into his services and take a hot seat. Then we can really see what Rulani is about, you know, to see him creating his own success. Yeah, we were hoping that at Chippa United, but it never materialized. Though the chairman, Chipampengisi, was very ecstatic when the young lad first arrived and said that they are interested in hiring him into a permanent contract as a head coach. Thank you.
I think it's a good move. It's a good career move. That's where it all started. So to going back home where it all started, it's gonna be a wiser idea. It's gonna be where he will start to revive and think or doing things proper this time, because he tried so hard to be the person that he wanted to be in future. So by my side, I think if he can continue by focusing on assisting than to be the head coach, because being a head coach is not an easy thing, especially to be in those so-called big teams. And I say so, that would be bring him a more pressure than to be an assistant coach. I think it's a wise idea, or better idea, a good career move as well, under a mentorship of Pizzo and Mangoba Mwiti. So, yeah, I don't see any problem for him by going back home where it all started. So, yeah, Rulani made a right choice.
When you can't go on and do the same thing over and over, it's like my friend when you went out last night, you didn't eat your French fries. You want to reheat them today and expect them to taste like... You can't.
Catch The Car Wash with Teko Modise and Sean Roberts, only on SL Radio, brought to you by Sokala Duma.
The PSL has not been on our screens since March, and it's no secret that they and SAFA have not been seeing eye to eye recently, particularly on dates and venues for the restart. Either way, the issues between football's governing bodies aren't new, and we asked you all if these issues are ruining the game. Let's listen to one of your voice notes before taking a look at some of the comments on Facebook. Have a listen.
Mina ngekuyibuka kwami le nto isafa ni PSL badlala ngathi why bangahlali phansi badiscussele noba bonke sebabuya baya ku media basitshela i-conclusion bangafike busy baphikisana nje lomunye afike ku media aphikisele ukubona lomunye afike lo abahlali phansi njengebantu labatsala njengebantu labakhathalelako bantu basemsansi bebathansi belibhola lepinyawo.
Taking a look at our Facebook comments section, Sebilo Lytel said, "The problem of football in South Africa is SAFA, Finish and Klar. PSL is doing good so far. Most of the countries in the whole world watch and enjoy PSL games. That shows exactly how good the PSL is doing, so it seems like SAFA have issues. Plus, they don't give money to the PSL. SAFA must stop this whole thing. We still need soccer in our country. We still want to see our league be one of the top five in the world." Very, very, very high expectations there from Sebilo Lytel. Of course, we would all love to be on the level of the Premier Leagues and the Serie A's and the La Ligas. Sizwe Mkabela said, "The only problem in RSA football is SAFA, even the poor performance of our national team. PSL is more competent than SAFA." High criticism there. Aubrey Ngoba said, "It's already ruined. They must just ban football until further notice, just like other leagues in our continent, null and void." Well, to be fair, if we look at Morocco, Aubrey, they actually have dates lined up for their return. They have scheduled their calendar according to their new guidelines, and so there is options even on our continent. We can see good options for our return. We just need solid dates, and I'm sure early August we will have just that. Bijo Diokwe said, "SAFA is the biggest problem in South African football. You can beg to differ, but I swear political power is at use when it comes to our football association. Scheming and dealing is how it's always done in the motherland. We could have been very far with football here, but political power is at hand. Look at the national selection, for example. Players of big teams are mostly selected not because of statistical analysis. Hashtag sue me." Ooh, Bijo coming in strong with the criticism there. Elsewhere, Sitandazile said, "Our biggest problem here in Mzansi is that football is run by people who most of them have never played football. They don't know nothing about football. Do they have to debate everything? It clearly shows that they are not on the same page." And that speaks to the greater issue in this country is that one, even if, as Sitandazile said, even if they have not played football before, just have some consensus between SAFA and the PSL. Do not present a divided front to the nation. Another question that we posed on Facebook is whether Ernst Middendorp has been the subject of unnecessary criticism, especially given the incredible turnaround since last season, where Amakhosi finished ninth, whereas they are now leading the league by 4 points, albeit Sundowns having a game in hand. Tapsa Mokhatle said, "The coach is doing okay. This is his first full season. I don't think Chiefs is playing Skop and Donner like he is being criticized of. The only thing that is lacking at Chiefs is a funky street ball player to please the fans. That's all." Dumelo Lucky said, "Guys, I'm a Chiefs fan, but let's be honest here. Middendorp is not the kind of coach we need here at the moment. The guy is lucky. Go and check our lost derby game. Akpei got excellent saves there with one-on-one situations with Mahango. We ended up beating Pirates. Chiefs are very lucky this season." So Prince Shusha said, "Don't forget what he did last time he was at the helm at Kaizer Chiefs. And I wish we can all stop praising him as if he has won something since his return. Yes, we are top of the log, but should we lose 2 games and draw 1, it'll be a different ball game. Trust me. I say let him be till the end of the season and let him go. Bring in Gavin Hunt and give him a 5 years contract and full control of the team as a coach and manager." And I'll tell you this, Busiso, the only way Chiefs get Gavin is if they give him full control, because he has been very critical of the way the hierarchy works at big three teams. But that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you very much for sending your voice notes through and for commenting in our Facebook comment section. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all of the latest local football news, and subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic week.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.